What if the very thing that sets you apart is the key to everything you're striving for? Welcome to Uncommon Edge, the podcast for those who are done with the ordinary and ready to own what makes them different. I'm DJ Newman, and if you're here, it's because you know you're built for more. You're uncommon by design, ready to break boundaries and build a life of purpose, success, and impact. Each week, we'll dive into hard-hitting strategies, raw stories from the trenches, and the tools that will sharpen your edge. From game-changing lessons to deep-diving interviews, this is your space to rise up, build, and make your mark. Whether you're growing a business, dreaming of starting one, or looking to level up in life, you'll leave each episode with insights and inspiration to make it happen. You weren't designed to blend in, you were designed to stand out. So if you're ready to defy the norm and bring out your best, let's dive in, get to work. Your journey to owning your uncommon edge starts now. What if the only thing standing between you and success isn't talent, resources, or time, but momentum? What if starting today, even imperfectly, you could change everything? I'm DJ Newman, and this is The Uncommon Edge. Today, we are getting into momentum over perfection and how to start before you're ready. All right, think about like pushing a boulder up the hill. At first, it's heavy, it's immovable, and it's overwhelming. But with each push, you know, get your back into it, it gets a little easier, a little bit more. And then one day, you crest over the hill, and suddenly that boulder rolls towards the next destination forward on its own. That, my friends, is momentum, and it works the same way in life and in business. And in this episode, we're talking about why momentum beats perfection, how to create it, and why waiting until you're ready is the surest way to stay stuck. Those of you that know me well are probably like, DJ, what the heck are you talking about, and why are you doing this episode? Because I have struggled myself with Big Mo and getting the momentum going, because sometimes, you know, you stop and the things that are in motion stay in motion and the things at rest stay at rest. And I started realizing with some nudges, especially even with this podcast that I have going on, I needed to get some rhythm going. The more repetitions that happen, the more confidence that is built. And there's actually a science and power behind momentum. See, momentum is the force multiplier. Once you start, the effort you put in compounds. Each step forward makes the next step just that little bit easier. And from someone who suffers from this, I can tell you this is 100% fact. Perfection is the enemy of progress. The more you wait for perfect moments, the more you lose time, opportunities, and I need you to understand that action actually creates clarity where waiting doesn't. See, a lot of times, even when you're trying to make decisions, sometimes you say, oh, I need more time to figure this out. I need more time. No, you need more information and you need more action. It's like riding a bike. You can't steer unless you're moving forward. Momentum gives you the direction and you adjust as you go. See, the big thing about momentum, it also helps you build confidence. Each small win shows you that progress is actually possible. You know, if you're climbing a set of stairs, you're not going to jump from the base of the stairs to the top of the stairs. You're going to take it one step at a time. Just like, you know, if you wanted to eat an entire turkey for Thanksgiving, I know this isn't a Thanksgiving episode, but if you wanted to eat that entire turkey, you got to eat it one bite at a time. And when you start building that confidence also creates consistency. The momentum is all about consistency. Momentum is fueled by showing up daily, even if it's imperfect. And I can assure you that that is sometimes way harder to do than not. I recently saw a, I don't know if you call it a meme, a picture or whatever of Layla Hormozi. She had a sign outside her office that said, the emotions follow the plan. And something to that effect. And at the end of the day, I love that because it's all about consistency. It's about the reps. It's about everything that you need to do to keep that compound going. Matter of fact, there's a great book. You know me, I love to give resources and stuff like that. If you haven't read it or not, go out and read Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect. It really talks about how, you know, small, seemingly insignificant actions daily compound over time and help you get to your really big goals. It's like the domino effect. And, you know, small actions can actually lead to really big outcomes over time. You know, just in the last episode, we were talking about, you know, the questions and all the nuances of ensuring that you know how to make, you know, and ask great questions. And, you know, that might seem really insignificant, like just those little tweaks, but you have to understand, like, the quality of your questions ultimately determine the quality of your outcomes, just like the quality of your consistent efforts and actions that are appropriately aligned with your personal, professional, and financial goals will ultimately end up building everything towards the right direction. Just like when you put your money to work in the stock market and it compounds over time, your efforts compound over time as well with momentum. Okay, how do you actually create momentum? I want to give you some practical steps and think about just like starting small. My grandma used to say all the time, just start. That was her thing. Like everything was just start. This was, you know, I don't know if it was before Nike's Just Do It or whatever, but her thing was just start. Just start by doing what's possible. And then soon you will start doing what's necessary. And then next thing you know, you're doing the impossible. I think I messed that up a little bit. Start by doing what's necessary. Then you can do what's possible. And then you're doing the impossible. But you know what? It all starts with just starting, just pushing that ball. Think about the smallest possible action you can take today. Don't overthink it. Just take one step. Look, where are you right now? Look around. What's one thing you can do right now to prove yourself you can start the motion? Maybe it's not picking up that potato chip and put it in your mouth. Or maybe it's walking a couple extra steps or taking the flight of stairs instead of the elevator or parking a little further away. These are, you know, weight loss related things. Or maybe it's making that phone call that you didn't want to make, maybe to a friend, family member, or client that actually gets the ball rolling. These are some great things. Like, for example, if you're starting a business, your first step might be brainstorming a name or making one phone call. These are just little seemingly insignificant things. Then you can focus on consistency over inconsistency. Momentum isn't built on one big leap. It's actually built on showing up consistently every day. A little progress every day adds up faster than you think. You know, I don't know about you. The older I get, and it's funny because my parents and they would always say, oh, just wait till you get our age. Time starts going by faster. And, you know, it seems like lately, I don't know about you, but lately it seems like my months are going by at the speed of weeks. My weeks are going by at the speed of days. Years are flashing by quicker than I can even realize. And when it comes to momentum, you need to start thinking like, man, if I would have just started X amount of days ago, where would I be today? They say that was the best time to start. The second best time to start is right now. What are the things that you can be doing right now to get that ball rolling? Here's a tip for you. Set a daily achievable goal. Hey, if you're writing a book, hey, write 200 words. If you're doing sales, make two extra calls than you normally would. You know, if you're saving money, put a couple extra bucks away. You know, those little things, and do it daily. Do it daily. And when I'm talking this, I'm talking to myself. I might as well have a mirror right in front of me while I'm recording this, because this is one that I know I personally struggle with, and it's easier said than done. And if you're struggling with it, know that you're not alone, and it's okay to struggle with it, but it's not okay to give up. Eliminate your distractions. Momentum is fragile, especially at the start. Protect it by cutting out the distractions that pull you off track. Turn off your notifications or dedicate 2 hours to focused work each morning. You know, going back to a few episodes ago, we talked about like the 2 hour time blocks. That is an amazing tool. Matter of fact, this is the tool I physically use to keep my momentum going, to do the things that I don't want to do, to show up when I need to show up for myself so I can prove to myself that things can keep moving forward. And sometimes things will naturally start to get you off track. You know, you can start to drift. Those of you who have read Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill talks about drifting in there and how the devil will physically try to pull you off course, try to stop the momentum, because he knows the greatest superpower that you can have is momentum. And the more weight you put behind that momentum, that inertia, that force is a force to be reckoned with. You can steamroll over things left and right. And it is insane what you're able to accomplish with just the right amount of momentum and getting things accomplished. And, you know, by stopping the distractions, you can get so much more done with the momentum of everything in your life. Look, each step forward deserves recognition. And when you do this recognition, you need to celebrate with small wins. Don't wait for the big, you know, milestones to celebrate. The biggest celebration you can do is when you start knocking those little wins off the shelf one at a time. Acknowledge your progress daily. Look, the only emotion that is going to actually like benefit you in any way is celebration. Going into things with a negative mindset and stinking thinking is not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. It's certainly not going to help your momentum. And I want you to celebrate when you do the thing. Whatever that thing is. It doesn't matter if it's just, hey, I got up and I made my bed today. Sometimes that's all that it takes. And you know what? At the end of the day, at least you got a nice, fresh bed to come home to and start fresh for the next day. Like these are important things to think about, those small little wins. And when you're putting all these wins together, go ahead and like find some accountability. Surround yourself with people who keep you moving forward, whether it's a coach, a mentor, a peer group. Accountability fuels momentum. Like even just a good friend that you can rely on. Super, super, super important to keep that momentum going. They say you're the average of the five people that you spend most of your time with. That has everything to do with momentum. If you want to go far, go alone. No, that's not it at all. If you want to go fast, go alone. Instead, if you want to go far, go with people. Go with people that are going to support you. Go with people that are going to make everything that you do just that much better, because the momentum is there. It's small, seemingly insignificant things that are going to make everything just go. And that accountability is going to be there. I promise you. So let's talk about like some real life stories of momentum. Look, when I started this podcast, I wasn't fully ready. I could have waited for the perfect plan, the perfect logo, perfect timing. But instead, I started. And with each episode, the process is getting smoother and smoother, and the impact grows, and the vision becomes a little more clear with each passing episode. I mean, we're only a handful of episodes in, and I'm already able to feel, you know, 50-something episodes down the pipeline how much better this is going to become just because I'm taking the actions and getting the reps in. You know, at every aspect of everything that you do, it's just getting it going and jumping over those hurdles and these roadblocks. Ironically, this episode actually had a roadblock that happened, had a little snafu that happened midway through, and it paused me midway through this episode. And you know what drives me nuts about that is because the irony of all episodes, do I get that thing to happen? It's the momentum episode. You know what? I could have sat there and scrapped the whole thing. I didn't. I went ahead and I was like, you know what? This is actually a perfect lesson to actually talk about on the episode. When something like comes in your way, think of it like a GPS, right? You have to know where you're starting and then you have to know where you're ending. If you get interrupted and that flow of traffic stops, the momentum of traffic stops, the GPS doesn't say, oh, tough luck, you're not getting your destination. No, it's going to reroute you and get you to where you need to go. It might take a little bit longer, but you at least get the motion going. This is even applying to maybe you're starting a business and maybe you didn't have all the answers, but you just started and you adjusted and you built as you went along. This goes to even having kids. Shoot, if you wait for the perfect time to have kids, you're never going to be ready. There's always going to be a reason for them not to happen. But next thing you know, you have kids and you're figuring it out. Everything that happens is just a means for you to be able to continue down the road, moving graciously, maybe sometimes not so graciously, all the way down to where you're ultimately going to end up. Hell, even think of like J.K. Rowling, for example. You know, when she was writing Harry Potter, you know, she was struggling to make ends meet. She didn't wait for the perfect conditions. She just started, and look where she ended up. It has a whole hit movie series, book series, the whole nine yards, an entire world that was created in, you know, the parks, and you can go and live it. Video games, all these things that stemmed from the little actions of writing a few pages a day when all hope would have taken it away. That's the power of momentum. That is the uncommon edge that you can wield. Now, it's not easy. I promise you, it is not easy. But I do promise you that it is worth it. Constantly getting up when you get knocked down and continuing to run to build up that momentum and make the things happen that you want to have happen. Now, I have some reflection questions for you. What is the one thing you've been waiting to start because it doesn't feel perfect yet? What is it? Is it that book you were looking to start? Is it that client list that has been scaring you away? Is it maybe you wanted to start a podcast of your own, or maybe it's that conversation with a relative that you've been just putting off? What's the one thing that you've been waiting to start because it just doesn't feel perfect yet? Embrace the imperfection. What is the smallest possible action you can take today to move that forward? Just reflect on that for a second. What could it be? Heck, it could just be picking up the phone and hitting the dial. And then what is one way you can show up consistently for the next 7 days to build momentum? You know, they say it takes 21 days to actually like instill a new habit. And a lot of us fail on that. We're, you know, at the time of this recording, it's the end of January. And a lot of us have started with New Year's resolutions. And I guarantee you a lot have fallen off already. It's only a handful of weeks out. And that's not anything wrong with you when that happens. It happens to everybody. But it's getting back in the race and making that momentum happen. And remind you, I am talking to myself just as much as I am talking to you. And that is because that's just life. Frank Sinatra talks about that all the time. My dad played that all the time when I was growing up as a kid. That's life. That's what all the people say, right? You got to pick yourself up and get back in the race and fly towards your destination with fierce momentum. So, the action I want you to take today is to actually take action on the thing you've been procrastinating on, the thing that you have just been putting off. Momentum doesn't happen by accident. It's something that you create. So what's one thing you can do right now? Start before you're ready. Just start. Just trust that the clarity and the confidence will come as you move forward. I promise that is all it's going to take. And you're going to feel really good about it. Do it as a favor to your future self. Do it as a favor to those that are looking to you for support. You don't even realize who you are inspiring. There is always somebody out there that will be inspired by something that you do. And before you shortchange yourself as AD, there is no way that is me. I can't inspire no one. Bull crap. You can inspire a lot. It could be a kid. It could be a grandparent. It could be a colleague. It could be a client. It can be whoever. There are times where people come up to me and talk about how something that I did impacted them, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. But I was doing something. That is momentum. Just do the thing over and over and over and over again. So we talked about, like, what are some of the things that you're doing that, you know, you haven't been doing. But let's think about the things that you have been doing. What have you been doing consistently? Here's the other side of the coin. All of us have habits, whether it's good or bad. And that consistency will help you either good or bad, and it will compound good or bad. So what habits are you currently doing? Do an audit. Get out a sheet of paper, draw that line right down the middle, and write good habits on the left, good habits or bad habits on the right, and then just start making the list. What is it? Is it, hey, I woke up every day and, you know, I gave myself a high five in the mirror. And I said, you got this. Maybe that's the habit. Maybe it's you're really good at working out and you're working out every day. Or maybe it's, you know what, you show up on time consistently every single day. Or hell, maybe you made somebody smile. Every day goes by, you made somebody smile. Or you never broke a promise. Whatever that momentum is that gets you going, you already are in momentum, but I want you to be intentional with the momentum you cast out into the world. Be intentional with what you decide to do. And next thing you know, that intentionality will end up evolving into something much greater than you even realize is possible. chances are you are overestimating what you can do in a year, but can't even fathom what you can do in five. That is the power, the superpower, the uncommon edge of momentum. So what's going through your head right now? Is it, man, I never thought of it this way? Or is it, you know what? I am going to start. And I really hope it's the latter of the two. We're going to be getting into more things like this that's going to like dive into the different tools that will help you unleash your uncommon edge as you find it and grow it. You know, we've already talked about resilience in previous episodes and getting back into that fight. Once you're in the fight, you just got to keep rolling. And I promise you, those things are going to end up making everything you want to do that much better. So until next time, stand out and stay sharp.